Welcome to what may prove to be one of the final Ashes podcasts from Trent Bridge this week. And I'm joined by Sam Ferris of Cricket Australia, who's been around during the week. Just seen two wickets fall in about 5 minutes. What do you make of them?
Yeah, not ideal. We were given a real shake before that, but I mean, we're still within a chance. Everyone keeps alluding to Edgbaston 05, and this certainly has a similar feel. And I can honestly say that these guys are better than Michael Kasperwicz, so hopefully, about a bit longer, get to lunch and see what happens from there.
Well, the tail's painfully exposed at the moment, but you've got to take some solace in Brad Haddin still being around and seems to be in fine form.
Yeah, had the privilege of working with Brad on the A Tour. He was captain there and he's been in good nick, and yeah, he'll play aggressively and keep going. And as vice captain, he's got lots of pressure on him, but he's an experienced campaigner now, and if he's there, Australia's a chance.
You've been with us all week here from day one to day five. How have you found your time at Trent Bridge?
Fantastic. First test venue I've been to in England. I've been to Worcester and Somerset before that.
That's fine. Nowhere's perfect.
Yeah, they were nice too. But yeah, the history around this place. I got to speak to Peter, the historian here, and he's a lovely fellow. He knows more about Nottinghamshire cricket than anyone I've ever met. Not that I've met so many people, but he knows a lot about the topic and talked to me about Harold Larwood and Bill Vose, the captains in the early 20th century, which was fantastic. But, the atmosphere around here the last 5 days, electric, it's almost been 50-50. There's all these touring Australian groups around. The Barmy Army, find their voice normally towards the end of the day when Australia tend to crumble. But unbelievable. The weather's been fantastic. The service, the staff, everything's been really good.
And in that time, in your trip to see Peter in the library, you've managed to be one of the most accomplished people there. You've managed to escape from the library of Peter Wynne Thomas.
That's right. I mean, he was he could have talked for 2 or 3 hours, I think. But I was recording a quick podcast, and I had to get out of there. But he, lovely bloke. And everyone I met here, I met some of the stewards and guys that work in the shop, and they just love working here. It seems like it's a really good culture and vibe around the place, and I see why this continues to be a test venue.
And from your perspective as one of the travelling officials with Cricket Australia, you've seen the rise, and hopefully rise of a young man in Ashton Agar. Excited about him future?
Absolutely. On the A Tour, he was the young kid still. He's just got all the talent in the world. We see him in the nets batting, and he's just as good a batter as he is a bowler. I mean, he's a genuine all-rounder. He considers himself an all-rounder, which is pretty funny, little cheeky fellow. But he... he's got a calm head. He's got really good perspective on life at such a young age, which I think is amazing. And being under Justin Langer in WA has helped him. And he's been through the Australian system for a long time now, so he's not a flash in the pan kid. He's been around for a real long time in the green and gold, just not in the baggy green and gold. He's been fantastic. I don't think that many people were surprised what he did in the first inning, so he certainly had the ability, and he just put it together, and he went in there with a win-win situation. If he got out, who cares? He was number 11 on debut, but went out there and flew the bat, and came off real well.
Sometimes Test cricket gets bogged down in results, gets bogged down in 5 days, but I think we will have witnessed one of the true Ashes moments, Ashes stories, and it almost overshadows the result, whatever it may be.
Well, that's true, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's been plenty to talk about in this test, not all of it about the players, unfortunately, but I think we're witnessing what's going to be known as Agar's Ashes. I think he's going to come through it, and I was really thinking that he was going to bring us home today, but it's a lot of pressure for the young fellow, and he doesn't normally get nervous, but he looks a bit nervous today. It's been great. I think an enthralling test match. Cricket Australia and cricket.com.au has just put together these, that's a shameless plug, put together a dozen or so Ashes moments. We launched our first one the other week, Ball of the Century, Warnie's Ball of the Century, which was 20 years ago this month. And I think we've seen another one. We've seen another moment, Agar's debut in that 98. And everyone's saying it's a shame he didn't get those extra 2 runs, but I like to just remember the 98 he did get.
Absolutely. By means of one final question, trip to Edgbaston the week and one beyond, all around the test venues this summer. Any predictions for the series? You had your bet?
Yeah, no, I think we're still confident. I mean, if we go down in this game, we've been ultra competitive. I mean, we're right into it. It's the fifth day. We're still with a chance. We're 2 weeks away from losing, but we're 100 away from winning. You know, I don't think England's been at their best, and I don't think we've been at our best too. Once we get a bit more confidence, and I think we'll take a lot of this test. You know, we should have beat South Africa last year. Like, you know, we're going to be world number one. So, as everyone's saying, that this England team is experienced and as good they are, which they are, but you know, we're pretty handy as well. It's Peter Steele slashes a four away. I will say one thing, Dave. What I have been highly impressed with is the catering in the press box. I cannot remember a repertoire of cakes like that's been on display over the last 4 days.
Let's just say the entire ground is in full test mode, and I can assure you that a normal county championship rainy Friday afternoon, there's none of that to be seen.
Well, I'm not going to come watch Knox play then, but I think it's unbelievable. Credit to the staff, the lunches, the service, the stewards down there in their big green jackets, friendliest guys going around. So yeah, you guys put on a really good display, and hopefully in 4 years you get another test match and I'm back here for it.
Well, thank you very much, and hopefully see you soon. Yeah.